On March 20, the Rouse Avenue Court extended the judicial custody of former Delhi Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia by 14 days in connection with the Delhi liquor scam case. The case pertains to the alleged irregularities in the framing and implementation of the Delhi government's excise policy. Special Judge M.K. Nagpal extended Manish Sisodia's judicial custody till April 3, 2023. It is pertinent to note that Manish Sisodia is currently under Enforcement Directorate, ED, custody and was virtually produced in court. The bail petition in the matter is listed for arguments for March 21, 2023. In his bail petition, Manish Sisodia submitted that no fruitful purpose would be served to keep him in custody as all the recoveries have already been made. He also submitted that he had joined the investigation as and when called for by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI. The other accused persons arrested in this case have already been granted bail. Furthermore, he submitted that he held the important constitutional post of Deputy CM of Delhi and has deep roots in the society. The Enforcement Directorate arrested him in a money laundering matter related to alleged irregularities in the Delhi liquor scam case. Earlier, the court, while sending Manish Sisodia to CBI remand, directed the CBI that the interrogation of the accused during the remand period shall be conducted at some place having CCTV coverage under guidelines laid down by the Supreme Court and the CBI shall preserve the said footage. Furthermore, the court observed that the accused had joined the investigation of this case on two earlier occasions. Still, it has also been observed that he has failed to provide satisfactory answers to most of the questions put to him during his examination and interrogation conducted and has, thus, failed to legitimately explain the incriminating evidence which has allegedly surfaced against him in the investigation conducted so far. With inputs from NI.